Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are honored to have the FDA Commissioner, Stephen Hahn, on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin. Really great to be here. My best to the people of Pittsburgh.
Well, we just discovered that you took your position weeks before the pandemic. You must have thought, what have I gotten myself into?
Well, that's right. It was about 6 weeks, maybe even a shorter period of time before we first learned about the coronavirus and then subsequently had the pandemic. So, yeah, it's been quite the experience. I have to say one thing, and that is the folks at FDA, the 17,000 plus strong, have really stepped up to the plate as we've seen a doubling, believe it or not, a doubling of our normal workload during the pandemic, and just been there for the American people, and I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. 6 weeks before the pandemic hit, I mean, we were talking about things. I remember clearly reporting on things that you were looking into, and that would have been e-cigarettes.
That's exactly right, and we thought that was going to be the big topic to cover, but of course, COVID-19 came. We still managed to work on the e-cigarette problem, and seen 1.8 million less kids using e-cigarettes, so that's good news. But obviously the big challenge has been COVID-19.
Right, and I can't imagine a more important job right now than yours, being the commissioner of the FDA. And for those that don't know, the Food and Drug Administration, you mentioned over 17,000 people work and work daily. The mission is to make sure our food and any pharmaceuticals are safe. And now the question is, what about a COVID vaccine and the development?
Yes, so as you know, there's been a lot of effort in the public and the private sector, and I think it's a really great example of the private sector coming to the fore and working with government has been in the development of a vaccine. We first identified this virus as a country, the genetic sequence of the virus in January. And since that time, a number of different types of vaccine platforms have been looked at and are being developed. We have a number of these vaccines in late-stage clinical trials, which is really good news. And in those trials, the vaccine, the active vaccine, will get compared to an inactive or placebo vaccine to determine the safety and effectiveness of it. So when those developers determine that the data from the trials are ready, and they'll do that with some independent data safety monitoring boards. When they determine they're ready, they'll apply to the FDA. And then our scientists, and we have terrific scientists in our vaccine division, they've been doing this for years and have great expertise, they'll look at the data to determine the safety and effectiveness. We will not cut corners on this. This is the gold standard around the world is FDA authorization or approval, and our team's ready when those data are available to look at that.
Joe Biden, Kamala Harris expressed some reservations about taking a potential vaccine if it was pushed by the president and not by the doctors. Food and Drug Administration, like you mentioned, it's the gold standard. You inspect a few thousand drug manufacturing plants each year. Will that be the case for a vaccine as well? Will the regulations continue to be upheld?
Absolutely. The career scientists will look at the data. They're the experts. They're going to make this decision on behalf of the American people. They've done this for years. This is the bottom line. FDA will not authorize or approve a vaccine unless the data and the science support it. and we will not approve or authorize a vaccine that we wouldn't want to give to our own families or that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's the bottom line. It's what we've done throughout our history, and we will continue to do that.
And I think it's important for people to know that you are a medical doctor, a radiation oncologist, prior to stepping in as commissioner, served as chief medical executive of the MD Anderson Cancer Center. So you are a physician, and that's important to note as the commissioner, because you can talk the language of the docs, right?
I mean, that's exactly right. And, you know, we have as physicians a solemn oath and a solemn role to protect our patients. And FDA has the same role to protect and promote the public health of the American people. And so it's a very natural fit. It is something that I personally take seriously, but all of our doctors and scientists take seriously.
And you mentioned we are getting close, but the president had mentioned that we might have something shortly after the election, and maybe a vaccine available for some consumption by the general population after first quarter. We're knocking on the door, apparently. When could we see a vaccine?
So, of course, everybody wants to have a vaccine as soon as possible, but we want to make sure it's a safe and effective vaccine, which, of course, is FDA's role. I can't prejudge that. We do know that there are a number of vaccines in late-stage clinical trials, and we have to wait for those data to mature. So I don't have a crystal ball. As you said, I was a cancer doctor before I came. I used to tell my patients that, and that's my answer now, because I just don't know when those data will be available. But obviously, when those data are available, we will work deliberatively and expeditiously to get the data reviewed by our scientists.
Commissioner, as far as treatment, just recently, last week, the FDA, as you're aware, approved remdesivir as one of the treatments. Are there any other treatments for those who do have COVID in the pipeline?
Yes, there's a number of treatments. We have over 350 clinical trials that are under the purview of FDA that are looking at a whole variety of treatments, including something called monoclonal antibodies. So you probably know from the remdesivir story, the recent approval, we had authorized that for use under our emergency use authorization authority. We had authorized that for use in COVID. But the final step, obviously, if the data supported, is the outright approval, which is what remdesivir got this week. But remember also, there's other treatments still available, and that is convalescent plasma, which has been authorized by FDA, which is where you take the liquid protein portion of the blood from someone who's recovered and has antibodies and give to someone who's sick. And there is also steroids. So that's a very simple drug. Steroids are used in asthma and allergies, and that's been shown to improve outcomes as well. So doctors do have therapies available right now for treating patients. That, plus how they've learned to take care of patients with COVID-19, has led to our being in a very different place than we were back in March and April, with the mortality rate associated with the disease being much lower. That's great news. But obviously more in the pipeline. FDA will be on the job looking at these therapies as the data from the clinical trials become available.
And we should note that just because a therapy has been approved, that a therapy is not a cure, correct?
Yes, it's a really interesting distinction, because as a cancer doctor, you can imagine that giving a treatment that makes a cancer go away and stay away we would consider a cure. But what remdesivir does is that remdesivir reduces the time of hospitalization. And, of course, that's really important, because we know that there's some stress in the hospital system from people being admitted, and the shorter you can be in the hospital, obviously that demonstrates that there's an effect against the virus. And we've seen similar sorts of effects with other drugs like the corticosteroids and, possibly with the convalescent plasma.
Well, we rarely say this to guests, but we're all counting on you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Larry and Kevin. I can assure you, FDA is on the job, working 24/7. Our folks, in addition to their regular jobs, are really pushing hard to try to get as many therapeutics and obviously to look at the vaccines when the data are available. I'm really proud of the effort that they've made, and the American people can count on us.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Our thoughts and prayers with all of you. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you both. Everyone have a great day, and my best to the people of Pittsburgh.
You too, Doctor. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.